conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM.
We continue the conversation on the talking point. Our focus for Municipal Watch today is the Matlosana local municipality. This is where recently we saw the Northwest ANC Provincial Executive Committee making a decision that the mayor of Matlosana, James Tsholela, resign from his position. This is following allegations of corruption. The financial officer, Mercy Pedla, has also been suspended. This is also around allegations of corruption, including, being embroiled in a case that involves fraud and corruption. In fact, there are two cases now that she's facing in which the charges, part of the charges that have been brought against her include fraud and corruption. Of course, this has left a big vacuum administratively in the municipality. Johannes Le Grange or Le Cranch is the DA caucus leader in the Matlosana municipality. Johannes, please correct me there. Good morning.
Good morning. I welcome all our listeners. I think it's a wonderful day and we're always open for debate. And to pronounce my name is Johannes Le Grange.
Le Grange, okay.
Le Grange. Yeah,
fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Johannes, and apologies for that. James Radina Bokau is the provincial head of communications for the South African Civic Organization. James, good morning.
Good morning, Sufkezi, and morning to your listeners.
And Banele Faku is regional secretary for the EFF in the Dr. Kenneth Kaunda district. Banele, good morning.
Good morning, KT, and good morning to the listeners. Thank you very much.
James, you, of course, are the official opposition in the Matlosana municipality. I want to talk about the deteriorating state of this municipality that has been watched over a number of years. I can recall, us looking at the Matlosana municipality. In fact, a few months after we had launched Municipal Watch. So it's been on our radar for some time. But it's been in a bad state. And unfortunately, it keeps getting worse, despite even some of the interventions that are put in place. Why?
We, in the alliance with the ANC, we are a civic movement, and immediately when there is something that is going wrong, we raise our voice very sharply, but we don't only say it in public. We first sit down with the ANC leadership. In this instance, we sit with the Provincial Executive Committee of the ANC and show them the grey areas that we're not going to allow the situation to continue. In this case, in Matlosana, we sat with the provincial chairperson of the ANC, Comrade Nono Maloyi, and showed him that we're not going to keep quiet having the CFO, who's a law unto herself. Fortunately, Mrs. Kevin, our engagements with the ANC have that fruit this time around in Matlosana local municipality. But the political leadership in that municipality is questionable, Ms. Kathy. You have the mayor, you have the speaker, you have the treasurer, who are the heads of the political administration of the municipality. You get their hands in the cookie jar themselves. Now, how you go into as a leader, as the administration, political administration of municipality, call an order to the administration while yourself, your hands are in a cookie jar. The problem of our political leadership in that municipality is crazy, is that they like money. They've got this love of money. We are paying them as councillors. Now they are doing this corruption, trying to live their life beyond what they have on table.
Johannes, let me bring you into this conversation and perhaps give you an opportunity then to speak about it from your perspective as the DA. You, of course, have got 16 seats in council.
Thank you. Yeah, let me address it. I think you asked me a very straightforward question. I will give you a straightforward answer. First of all, it's the fundamental flaws in the interpretation of our constitution. Let me explain myself. Just for starters, 110,000 accounts going out every month in this institution, only 28,000 accounts being paid. So now the mayor is keep on presenting unfunded budgets. We have expenditure of 4.5 billion, but we only have an income of 3.5 billion. So I've warned on several occasions, actually in every council meeting, I warned the mayor that we have to cut down on expenditure, but they keep on appointing contractors. And this is the root of the problem in Matlosana. If there's a contract, there will be kickback. There's a lot of allegations, but I think in Matlosana, one of the greatest problems we experience over here is factions. You've got the faction with the MM and you with our service providers, and you've got the faction with the CFO and her service providers. Now you find yourself in a position where the number one official in count of in administration is fighting with the number two in the administration. And what we've just experienced is that the CFO is making payments above 1.5 million without the consent of the municipal manager. And now you will find the Troika also getting involved. Members of the MMCs of the mayoral committee are involved. So you find conflict of interest, people sitting on two chairs, if I can put it that way. And currently our financial situation is so bad. We're sitting with 2 billion rand we're owing Eskom, and 1.6 billion we're owing Midfall. So the financial recovery plan, on several occasions, we put a financial recovery plan on the table. It just been rejected by the executive, James Nsulela. With all due respect, we find ourselves in a position where we would like to say we are beyond repair. We cannot come back from this devastating financial loss. And our unauthorized, irregular, and fruitless expenditure is the highest in the province.
Johannes,
and nothing has been done.
Johannes, let's talk about this factionalism. It's one thing to see and understand factionalism within the context of political parties and the, you know, and members of the organization and contestation for positions. The positions we're talking about now, these are administrative positions. They're not political positions.
Yes.
And yet, according to what you're saying, part of the conflict is arising because of what? Because of politics? I mean, are these individuals members of a particular political party? If so, which party? And is the fight as a result of the conflict that they're having organizationally? What's behind it?
It's very, very easy. And I think the representative of Sandro, I would like to align my with his saying, it's all about money. Your main administration, they've been in two factions with service providers. So the one service provider is using the CFO. The other service provider is making use of the MM. And now you will find that also politicians and the Troika align themselves with certain factions. And with all due respect, where there is money, there will be trouble. Where there's smoke, or there will be a fire. So I think this is the root of the problem. Administration, supply chain is so important. And the most of the people, they found supply chain as an entrepreneur as the origin of their financial plans. So I think that's the root of the problem. And now at this point in time, we cannot afford, with all due respect, the current head of administration. They faulted us badly. The Auditor General very, very much summarized it by saying there's no political nor administrative leadership. A good leader is not taking care of himself. His first responsibility is the people. And look at the situation outside Matlosana. Our streets are dilapidated. There's no street lights. We've got no robots almost working. So it's a very bad situation. And administration continue, and the political party just continue as if something, if nothing is actually wrong. So it's a very bad situation. But I would like to believe I answered your question.
Yes, you have. Banele, let me bring you in here. From the perspective of the EFF then, what do you understand to be behind this malfunction administratively in the Matlosana municipality?
For starters, it's all a question of greed amongst the leadership of the ANC within the municipality. I think the former two speakers have outlined the whole process of what is actually the status quo within the municipality. But beyond it, as you have actually outlined yourself, that for the past 2 years since the new administration, the municipality has never ever got itself right. Since we started in this new administration, the municipality was put under administration under Section 139B. To that effect, the administrators, even themselves, could not rescue the situation of the municipality. But all in all these shenanigans, they are compromising the service delivery of our community in the city of Matlosana. I think Lefrange has outlined it very much clear that we are sitting now in a very much dire situation. The municipality is actually prioritizing paying contractors for the purpose of getting kickbacks from these contractors. But we have got a serious debt with the Eskom and Midval, which are two institutions that are critical in making sure that services are provided to our community. Therefore, it's all about greed and corruption and interest of money and self-interest better than the communities themselves. I think that is the core issue here that is actually causing problems in our municipality. Thank you.
What is happening now? So since the mayor resigned and since the CFO was suspended, we know that charges seem to have officially been brought against her. But as things stand, perhaps James and Johannes, you can both clarify. What is the status of the CFO now? Is she still on suspension or has she been fired?
We are happy as SANCO. We are happy as SANCO. The only thing that makes us unhappy is the slow pace of how things are handled politically or bureaucratically as a municipality in this case. We had a briefing that she's now been put on special leave. Then in 7 days, the council will convene again to look at the response from the CFO and now take her to the suspension. You see, we ask ourselves a question of that you are handling a thug here, a criminal, who has a case open against her. How now the municipality is delaying the suspension by saying they first put the thug on leave and let the thug to respond? Why is she not able to be suspected? So while there is a case, Now, the issue is that there is something that is happening that SANCO is monitoring. We want the municipality to tell us they've taken a council resolution to suspend or fire her. We don't have the time to be handling this with gloves because she's at the court of law. That's where we are.
James,
with regard to,
sorry to come in there. When she was arrested by the Hawks in January, my understanding was that she was suspended then. When she was arrested and charged by the Hawks in January, you know, and of course she appeared in court, was given bail of 35,000 rand. So what has happened between then and now that now she's not in suspension, but she's on special leave?
There was no any suspension of that sort, Ms. Kathy. She took two days leave from the court. She went back to work. And this issue of factionalism, that's where now it kicks in. Some of the councillors there at the municipality, they belong to a certain clique politically, number one. Number two, they belong to a service provider that has bribed this woman. They take monies from that service provider and protect the CFO. That's where now the issue of greed and lack of money comes in. They are getting paid as councillors, but again, they are payroll of that particular service provider who bought the car for the lady. She went back to the office. She paid again another service provider, 3 million, without doing any work.
Mm.
The same service provider is driving around with posh cars around Matosana. There is an allegation. It's an allegation that is her boyfriend. Now, that's why SANCO is saying we are worried, we are not happy of the pace that the ANC is moving on this matter of this CFO. She's doing a lot of damage in the institution. She's doing a lot of division amongst the councillors because most of them, they are queuing at the service provider's house, getting money paid to protect the FARC.
Okay. We're going to continue this conversation in a moment. We're joined by several of the opposition parties in the Matlosana local municipality. And as you heard there, the civic organization SANCO. It's now 10:30, time for elite station on the Talking Point. And we're looking at our municipal watch feature this hour. And the Matlosana local municipality is under the spotlight. Today, we're joined by Johannes Le Grant, who is with the DA, who's the DA caucus leader in Matlosana, James Radinabokau, who's the provincial head of SANCO, and Banele Faku, who's the regional secretary for the EFF in the Dr. Kenneth Kaunda district. So, James, I think that we were just wrapping up with you because, number one, you were talking about the status of the CFO, but what is happening in terms of the position of the mayor after the previous mayor then was made to resign?
The decision has been taken by the ANC and welcomed by SANCO, Ms. Kathy. We're happy that because the mayor there is a political head, is the overseer of everything in the municipality, deployed by the ANC. The problem that we had with the mayor is the report that we had as SANCO from the ANC that is involved in this corruption activities. We have that documented. We have the record of that. The monies were deposited into his account by the same service provider that bribed the CFO. Now, the ANC was left with no option but to ask him to resign. The only thing, again, that SANCO will be unhappy of is the time that he's given in office. He's given until the 30th of May to resign. In the time being, we don't know what he will be doing. In the time being, we don't know as SANCO whether the ANC is saying, are we allowing a criminal in this case, the mayor, because he accepted bribe. We've got record of the money getting into his account. Are we saying we are allowing this kind of character to continue until the 30th of May? What will he be doing in the office? Will he be continuing to receive bribes from the other service providers? Now, we are saying, yes, Sanko, we were expecting the ANC to say with immediate effect the mayor must leave the office and get another person who is clean, who can administer, who can go according to the of our country and run the municipality on behalf of the communities of Matosana. Now, we're still now waiting, we're still engaging with the ANC to clarify us as the civic movement of why did they allow the mayor to sit there until the 30th of May.
Yeah, thanks for that clarity, James, because I must say I didn't pay attention to the disclaimer there that said that he should only or he would only resign, I guess it's after the 30th of May, if they've given him until the 30th to resign. So Johannes, what you have here is not really taking action, but there is a veneer of some action being taken when, in fact, nothing is happening.
Yes. You know what? I want you to fasten your seatbelts because I'm going to say now something that's going to shock you. Before, after the first court appearance of the CFO, within 2 days, we were having a meeting in council, and on the agenda was the suspension of the CFO. But that very day before the meeting, there was a meeting from ANC councillors at the house of a certain service provider, where every councillor of the ANC received a substantial lot of money to vote against the suspension. We as the DA, we try our utmost best, and we actually put it to action. But the ANC-led caucus, where they are the majority, insist that yes, she can be suspended, but she still have to stay in office. And we as the DA, we want her to get her out of the office. So last week on Friday, we institute a motion of incompetence against the CFO. You know what was the counting? 40, that she should actually stay in her position, and 20 should say, from the DA and I think the Freedom Front and one small party, say, no, she should be removed from office. But the crux of the matter, ANC councillors getting money to vote in
your
favor.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
Hello, Johannes?
Can you hear me?
Yes, right. We can hear you now, yeah?
All right.
Your call has been placed on hold.
So there
please
is a
wait.
Problem that certain councillors received money to vote in a particular fashion. And if they do not comply with that, the CFO threatens them that she will exploit them and sings like a proverbial canary. So now this councillor, because they actually are implicated, they've been warned that they dare to vote against the CFO. They will be exposed. And this is now we actually in a chessmate. We cannot move forward. They know the CFO must go. There's substantial evidence she's involved in corruption and all these activities. But they are scared she's going to sink. Once she's actually exposed, once she's actually removed from office, she threatens them, and we've got proof of that she threatens everyone, that I'm going to sink. So that is the situation, and with all due respect, I would like to say that actually the only thing that can save us here, that we should have a complete by-election, where we vote in brand new councillors who are clean. But currently, all of them, their hands are been found in the cookie jar.
So,
and we cannot
So, Johannes, this information that you say that you've landed on, right? Do you have evidence of these allegations that you're making, that all the ANC councillors in the Matlosana local municipality have received kickbacks from the service providers there? Do you have evidence to that effect?
Yes. What I understand, at the Klerksdorp Dam, there was
at
the Klerksdorp Dam,
okay,
there was after or before this kind of meetings take place, there was a video circulating with councillors receiving money from the CFO. And there's also councillors that actually say it, but they prefer not to be named. But that's the facts on the table. This is the facts on the table, and they're going to be exposed because the video clearly states where a person says, next, and then there was a handing over of money. So what we have here is ANC faction. I would like also to say, I don't think everyone, but the majority who votes, you can think, last week on Friday, when we have the meeting, there's 40 councillors from the ANC. They all voted in favor of the ANC for the CFO to be put on suspension, but they don't vote for her to be removed from office. And that is why the thing, while she's still in office, she can still continue on her old ways. For example, we've spoken about the 2.9 million. It was actually not a single transaction. It was done within 3 days, three payments from 2.9, making to a certain service provider, and we don't receive even a needle, not a ruler, not a pen. So it's almost 9 million rand. So clearly, she's throwing everything above board. She's a law unto her own. She continue, and you know she was given everyone money. That's why the ANC councils are afraid to act against. So that is the moral of the story. We're actually in a chest mate situation, and that's why we welcome actually the Hawks actually to come and intervene, and even the regional chairperson of the ANC, and said, listen, let us stop this. That the community and the people out there we are representing, they want us to make the better decisions on behalf of the people.
Vanele, I'm listening to these allegations, and you know, really the dire state of affairs. What would you say the implications of this have been for the Matlosana municipality, especially currently, because you have very much a disgraced mayor that is still in his position, a disgraced CFO who's still in her position, and there of course would be an impact in terms of the functioning and the running of the municipality.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, okay. I think the principle of people's first, it's something very much far-fetched from the ANC. With these factions that are actually portraying themselves within the organization, and the differences within the high level of administration, if you can have the CFO and the MM having their own differences and interest in handling the monies of the municipalities for their own interest, it tells you that we might as well close shop, because there is basically no municipality. The mayor and councillors and everyone are no longer interested in rendering service to our people. I think that the former speakers have outlined it clear. If your organization can recall you and you are actually retained within the system of the municipality, you are likely to reap even much better. So what we are saying is all these people must be actually removed from the municipality and an administration person can come in to run the municipality within this little period. And the HOCs must take their own process of investigating. Whilst they investigate, all these people must be out of the municipality. They must be suspended, not only be put on special leave. And then the process can flow out very much smoothly.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, it is a common cause that they are actually using the money of the municipality to defend themselves or to represent themselves in the courts, like the previous councillor of Ward 25, who continued to get money from the municipality whilst he was in jail. And then the ward at that specific time has got no service delivery at all. Therefore, he used the money of the municipality to defend himself.
Sorry, so, Banele, did you say that there was a councillor who was in jail and still earning a salary? And still...
Yes. I mean, Teboho Sipale, who is the councillor of Ward 25, who has been charged with a lot of sexual activities and everything. He's still in jail right now. And it's only now that the organization has actually called for his expulsion after 9 months that he's been in jail. And at the ward level, there is no service delivery at all. Roads are actually having potholes. The dumping is, there's mess only in this township. Now, we are led by that kind of an organization, which is not prioritizing the community that they claim to represent best. We might as well close shop in the municipality of Tosana and start afresh.
James, what is going to be the solution here? It sounds to me that it is a problem that also requires political intervention, and this would be then specifically on the part of the ANC, because these are its members. James?
Just Kathy?
Yes.
I'm saying we back to back in meetings. We are 24/7 in meetings with the ANC, Ms. Kathy. It's not that there's nothing that is happening. You must understand the organizational processes and protocols that have to happen before the ANC get to a conclusion or a decision. In this case, the Dr. Kenneth Kaunda is a region that doesn't have a regional leadership. They are interim. Now, the PEC of the ANC will first wait for the report from the regional interim leadership of ANC in Dr. Kenneth Kaunda. And in the process, we are now in between the elections. That's why, as Sanko, now we are putting pressure to the ANC to say, take decision of this mess in Matosana so that we can go and talk to our communities to vote ANC. But this bureaucratical organizational protocol is delaying us. For the PEC to wait for the reports from people that they know, they are not willing. From the people that they know, they are factionally arranged. They will first want to maybe sabotage even the meetings to sit to take decision on this mess. Now, that's where now Sanko is getting annoyed, and where Sanko now is starting to say, no, but ANC, we need to quickly take a decision on this matter of Matosana, because we agree as citizens that what is happening in Matosana is uncalled for. But where are the decision makers? The decision makers are the Provincial Executive Committee of the ANC. Now, the blame, I'm an ANC member in good standing, but the blame as Sanko leader, I put it right at the top of the PEC of the ANC for dilly-dallying in taking decisions as is Kathy. You cannot say to us as citizens, you are putting someone who will resign in the end of the May. What made you to take that decision? Why didn't you just take a decision that I remove this mayor, number one? Number two, you have to hear the CFO, who is criminally charged. You still now wanting a report from the municipality, from the caucus of the ANC, the same caucus that you know as ANC leadership in the province that is divided. Now you're still waiting to hear from them. Why can't you just come and say, this is what is going to happen
James,
to this caucus?
Thanks for that contribution. It does seem that, you know, there is a lack of political will to, number one, make decisions, but also where those decisions are made, to follow through on them. Let's take some of the WhatsApp voice notes that our listeners have been sending through. It'll be followed by a break, and then I'm back with calls from residents out in Matlosana.
Good morning, Kathy. There's a gentleman calling from Matlosana like regularly in complaining and pleading for help in Matlosana, Northwest. That Northwest is in decay. And that's just another, you know, to hear this couple of minutes now before news, to hear what's going on there. This is the state of our municipalities in the country, Kathy. And this is why we need to get rid of the ANC. This is why we need to get rid of them. Honestly, people of South Africa, we need to vote these people out. Stop voting with emotion. Vote with your head, please. This is what's happening in municipalities. Kickbacks, bribes, corruption. 2 million, 3 million rand for doing nothing. It's ridiculous, man. What does the ANC voters have to say for them now? This is the state of all municipalities which they are governing. They must
be... Kathy Willie here in Kuma. Kathy, the mayor of Matlosana with his comrade, those who are implicated with corruption, when they have resigned, it's okay, but they must also pay back the money that they have stolen. And certainly, Kathy, the so-called municipality being under administration, but we don't see actually the function, the correct work of this administration. You see, thirdly, we want the MEC, the local governance MEC for Northwest to be there. He must have been there as we speak now, to be accountable as an MEC of local governance. Thanks, Willie Nku.
Conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM.
We continue our focus on the Matlosana local municipality out in Klerksdorp. Yeah, some of the details of what is happening in that municipality is just unbelievable. And of course, you know, the ANC is not here to actually answer for what is happening, given the fact that it has the majority of seats in that council. Anonymous, you're a resident of Matlosana. Good morning.
Oscar, you know, you think we live in another country with what is happening. You know, I've got a parent who lives alone, right? And every month, this service provider, every month she has to cough out 5,000 or sometimes 6,000 for water and electricity. Case. This person lives alone, has to pay 4,000, 5,000. The last month, it's 7,000. And every month, you need to go into the municipality and we send readings. They tell you, no, here's an email, send your readings, take a photo every month early, and you send, Kathy, and still the amounts are ridiculous. Something is
so,
just
so,
not
so
nice.
Who is the money paid to, Anonymous, at
exactly.
The municipality?
I have no, because they say this service provider comes and takes readings, but they never come. They don't come, the service providers. You send the photos and the readings, but every month my parent has to go there, lives alone, and they have to complain every time. And they tell her, oh no, we'll sort it out. But after a couple of months without sorting it out, now all those other amounts that are not paid, they accumulate, and now you are owing a 20, what, 1,000, and it just keeps on going. There's no change, Uskati. What's happening there back home, it's ridiculous. And then worse, once you move over to prepaid, I've got a friend whose mother lives alone as well. They move to prepaid, but now they owe more. They pay more than where they were paying before. It is absolutely ridiculous. We live in another country. Your Ramaphosa's coming here on TV and saying all these things. But here we are in the Northwest. Here we are. And
sure.
Absolutely nothing is happening. And I believe everything those guys are saying there. I believe it. All unbelievable. Right.
Anonymous, thanks for that call. He's a resident of Matlosana too. Percy, you are out in Matlosana. Good morning. Good morning, Percy.
Okay, man. Hey, things are still the same even if we speak. I think now they are worse. Because of now we have almost 7 weeks waste collection and not take it. Even here in nearby me in extension 25, they've been receiving paraffin every after 2 months. They have almost 6 months now. There is no budget for paraffin. This is case. And this is case, the other issue that I hate about, there is some of the guests there are captured also.
But okay. Captured how? Captured by who?
Let me start with the table cow. There is a memorandum that we hand over on Monday to PAC of Sanko. As they say, they are 25. We meet with this guy. Let me remember the name. Is Jem Uzuki. He's a national spokesperson from Sanko here in Northwestern. We complain about it because of they want a CFO to pay him 300,000 so that he can keep quiet about this case of CFO. And he owned again campaign.
So are you saying that Sanko asked for a bribe asked for a bribe from who?
From CFO, 300,000.
Okay.
And even Ntatebokau own company called Heartfall Business Forum. They take 30% from those service providers who are getting tenders from the government. So we're not going to get services because of projects are not running about this thing of 30%. Ntatebokau is not very well. It's one of them, those who take 30,000 from those service providers. They decide we don't have services in Northwest.
James, do you want to respond to that?
I'm not. Is this unfounded information that we get in now? Yes, it's careful. We really cannot. Even we first need to investigate this. And I mean, even getting the 300,000, I don't have any information about that. Zugisi, Jem is one of our leaders in the province of Sanko. We don't have such information. This is for the first time I get this. Even myself, the allegations against me, we need first maybe to check our facts correct. We cannot just jump into something that we have never heard of before.
Do you own a company called Heartfall?
No, I don't own any company called Heartfall.
Is a businessman.
Maybe our listener there can maybe provide the information, but I don't see us getting into this now discussion, leaving the ball. What is happening, the criminal charges that are there, the municipality and entertain other things on the sideline will lose sight. I think maybe if...
Yes, but of course the allegations that he's making are quite serious. We all know about the seriousness of these forums that go around demanding monies and protection fees of sorts in communities.
My advice to him, I think maybe he's a resident in Matutana. He knows where is the nearest police station.
This guy is resident of Mkafisang Molop municipality in Freiburg there. That company is doing, that's why there is no service delivery. They are taking 30% from those service providers. He knows very well. That is why we say we are going to meet with PAC of Sanko, those 25 members, to raise those issues. Why are we fighting corruption, but members of Sanko, others are also corrupt? This guy is a businessman. Even if we said we are going to send they must resign. We are going to ask Sanko to ask him, is there any NEC members of Sanko?
Do you allow Mrs. Kathy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think those are the allegations that he's now putting here on air. If they can be tested, Mrs. Kathy. If, as he's saying, there is a memorandum that I want to present. We will be waiting for that. We'll be waiting to get the information of who's going around like James. Where did you collect that money from? He must now preside, give us the information that so-and-so gave you money. That's just to derail us from the real issue here of Matlosana. I think the listener is welcome to bring forth the information to the sample.
Okay, all right. We're having an issue with the connection to one of our listeners there. This is where we're going to leave it with this conversation. I think absolute dysfunction in the Matlosana local municipality. And it's unfortunate that none of the ANC or even its councillors felt the issue was big enough for them to actually come and account for what is happening in that municipality. But I guess it's no surprise. It's a reflection, really, of the complete chaos that has seemingly been created. It's 11 o'clock, time for the latest news.